Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radios. Hallelujah. Prophecy Month. Amen. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you, Lord God. And right now, in Jesus' name, we dedicate this broadcast to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that this broadcast is covered in the blood of Jesus. Each and every one of us is covered in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything will work properly in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything that is of the enemy that would try to mess with the technical aspects or any aspect is rendered null and void right now. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that only the Lord Jesus has the right, the authority, and the permission in this broadcast in each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory that this broadcast shall go forth unhindered by any assault from the enemy in any way, shape, or form. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you, Lord God. that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so we thank you for being in the midst tonight and doing exactly what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We just going through a few things here, and we take authority over those few things that's trying to happen here. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, as I said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Hallelujah. I went to start the broadcast, and our studio that we broadcast from, that didn't want to come up. And so I was clicking buttons and clicking buttons. Finally, it came up, and now it looks like, it looked like it didn't want to open a line for our speaker. Well, we have his line open. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we just believe by the Spirit of God that by the time it's time for us to open up the lines, that the lines will open properly. We declare it and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So thank you all for being in prayer with us. I see I have a group of my battle buddies out there. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, battle buddies, for continuing the battle. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we are still very excited to be here tonight. And, you know, this is Prophecy Month. We've been having it all this month. This is the third part. We've had part one where we had a group of prophetic voices, a chorus of prophetic voices, you know, saying what the Lord has given to us. So we had a group on the first Thursday. Then on the second Thursday, which was last Thursday, we had Evangelist Janie Sims with us. And both nights we had a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. You'd like to go back and listen to those broadcasts that were recorded in their entirety. You can just Google or go to any search engine and put in Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you'll be able to listen to those broadcasts in addition to our 1,300 plus, getting close to 1,400 podcasts that we have out there. You can listen to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen, amen. And so I'm just excited to get to the prophecies tonight and see what the Lord is saying. First, I want to just say a little bit about getting a prophetic word. You know, when you hear a prophetic word and what's going on as you hear that prophetic word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, prophecy is a way for God to communicate to his people. It's in the Bible. Hosea 12 and verse 10 says, I have also spoken by the prophet and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets. Amen. Amos 3 and verse 7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servant, the prophet. Now, a prophet was an individual or is an individual who receives a call from God to be God's spokesperson. The word prophet appears over 300 times in the Old Testament and almost 125 times in the New Testament. The term prophetess appears 6 times in the Old Testament and 2 times in the New Testament. There's a couple of aspects to prophesying. One is forth-telling. Forth-telling, F-O-R-T-H, telling, reveals the mind or message of God in a particular situation. Psalm 119 and 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So when God reveals, you know, his message or what he's thinking, what he's been thinking, and he gives that message, it's like a lamp into our feet and a light into our path, guiding us, giving us direction. And then foretelling is when the Lord reveals the future. John 14 and verse 29 says, "And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe." Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then, you know, what the Lord has shown me over time as a prophet, he's called me as a prophet, and he said to me, he said, a prophet is like a postal carrier. They deliver a letter to you with your name on it. That letter is not opened. The only way it can be opened is with the Lord. So no matter what the word is, take it to the Lord, and he will open it and reveal to you fullness of his message to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So that gives us like a framework that we're looking at as we listen to this word from this man of God. Now, just want to introduce him. Actually, I think everyone who is on the line has been here with Bishop Aaron. Hallelujah. He's our friend. Amen. He's a friend personally, and he's a friend of Get 'Em Radio. Just an awesome man of God. We met many years ago when we both lived in New Jersey at the time. We have ministered together. We've seen miracles together. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been with him and his wife, Lady Sabrina, and their two daughters. Now that they've moved to Atlanta, I've been to Atlanta to see them. Since they've been there, and I highly respect him, and I'm looking forward to hear what God is saying through this man of God. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend and the Lord's anointed, hallelujah, Bishop Aaron McClary. Welcome, Bishop.
Amen. Well, thank you. Bless you, Apostle Kizzy, for that wonderful introduction. I was praying. I said, something's wrong, because usually we get to talk and pray before the event. But then I said, okay, Lord, you didn't want us to talk and pray, so you must be going to do something crazy tonight. But I thank God for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and hey, and it seems that the word that I'm getting for my life and that keeps coming to my lips is Romans 8:28 is in full effect.
Yes.
So
yes.
Even with this going on, he is working it together for good. I tried to open
for
up your line earlier; it just wouldn't happen.
Right. I knew. I was just praying. So, I said, "Whatever it is, God's going to fix it."
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. I just thank you for this opportunity again. God bless everyone that's on the line. God bless Pastor Mom, who I know is listening. If not, she'll hear it in the rebroadcast. But I just thank God for each and every one of you. I tell you, Happy New Year. Amen.
Yes.
Prosperous year. Glorious year. A year of rebound. rebounding means you shot for the basket and it bounced back and didn't go in. So you caught the ball when it came back. So we thank God. I'm not in, getting into prophecy yet, but it sounds like a prophecy right there for somebody's
yes,
gonna
sir.
Catch that. That the rebound is in effect. Yeah, you shot and you missed it, but you're getting the ball back right in your hand so you can shoot it again and you're gonna make the goal. So I just bless God. I was excited about this month. And the Lord's been speaking so much. I'm like, Lord, you got to narrow this down. I can't talk for 20 hours. And I thank God, you know, he calms you down, but you go for days and weeks and months with me. I'm like, Lord, what's the word, God? Give me a word. I haven't had a chance to hear the speakers or the broadcast beginning of the month. And I was like, oh, I ain't heard none of it. And the Lord said, I want you to hear it. You can hear it after you're through. And I just settled myself and said, okay, Lord, I'll listen to it, you know, in the week broadcast after I'm through. But I thank God for seeing this year. You know, 2022 was God's grace year. Because I tell
all
you,
right.
it was a doozy. But I thank God for making it on the other side, and I thank God that you have made it on the other side.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Glory.
It is such a joy. Amen. And oh, it's always wonderful when the new year comes in, there's new hope, new possibilities, a chance to start over again, a chance to rebound. Hallelujah,
yes.
Again, and you just feel all bubbly on the inside. It's not about resolutions for me. For me, I don't have to do a resolution every year. What I do is I stand on the Word of God, and I know that everything that needs to be all right, He gonna make it all right.
Amen.
And tonight, I just want to go into Word. Just briefly some scriptures, but I'm going to sound kind of a little teachy, but I'm going to try not to be much, and then we'll get into hopefully getting to talk to some of you tonight, and let's hear what the Lord is saying. I kept every time I would go to one scripture, and I would think, this is what God wants me to teach during Prophecy Month and everything, and I can tell you over the last few months, there's one particular book that God kept taking me to, and he finally settled me on today, and that's the book of Lamentations.
Wow.
If you know the root word, the root cause of the word lamentation, it denotes, I guess the best way I can put it in a regular perspective of it's like rehearsing or talking about a trial or tribulation or sorrow or something that you went through and you're lamenting over it, meaning you're talking about it and you're rehearsing it. You're living that. You're living that lamentation. Let me use myself as an example. For a couple of years, I was like on my bed of affliction. It seemed like it was one thing after another. I was actually in the hospital, I know at least four times, it may be five times in one year. I was in there so much that I wouldn't even announce it. I wouldn't even tell nobody I was in there. I began to get ashamed that I was going in hospital so much. And I wouldn't even announce it. But every time I'd go in there, God would do something else. He would raise me up, but he would do something unique while I was in there. This is in the beginning, in the height of COVID. And I declare, every time I went in the hospital, they put me in the same room. Now, the significance of it being me always going to the same room was it was on the COVID ward room. They had built this wall, so half of the hospital was boarded up, and they wheeled people in alive. And, of course, back then they were wheeling people out dead the same door. Everything was airlocked and all that stuff. And I remember the first night as they wheeled me into my room after coming through emergency, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, no, they got me beside the COVID ward. And I was, they got me in the bed, and I was laying there. I was really sick. Let me tell you a precursor before I got up to the room. I was in the emergency room. I was just out of it. Sabrina and I had went out. We were going to purchase a new Christmas tree, and we're going to put up the Christmas tree. But we got to the store. It was Big Lots. And as we began to walk in the store, I began to lose energy. It was like I never, like, just lost energy, was losing my breath. And I just turned to her and automatically said, I've got to go to the hospital. So by the time I got there and my oxygen level and everything was so low and all that, and I was laying in the emergency room, excuse me, if I cough a couple of times, I hit mute real quick if you don't hear me for a second. I was laying there. Excuse me one moment. Thank you. And I was in the emergency room. My eyes were closed, but I was out of it, but I was alert. And I could hear the staff talking, you know, different things, you know, this, what was going on with me, that. And I didn't really understand everything they said, but I heard at one point somebody walked in the room, and they were talking, and they were looking at me. Apparently, I had my eyes closed. I didn't see them. And they said, he's not going to make it. And I said, I'm not going to make it. That's what I said to myself. I said, God didn't tell me I was going to die. I'm going to make it. I made it through the night. They put me in a room. I made it through the night. By the next morning, some of the staff were running through my room and coming into my room. And then one of them finally got bold enough to say, we didn't think you was going to make it. And I just laughed to myself because I remembered then what I'd overheard the staff saying, that I wasn't going to make it the night before. And it may be in a day or two after, that I wasn't going to make it. And I laughed to myself because I remember saying, God didn't tell me I was going to die. And I thought about that as I began to study the Book of Lamentations. And I thought about so many things. So I was so sick at times. I was like, I was to the point where I honestly got to the point where I was like begging God, God, won't you just go on and kill me? Won't you go on and kill me? God, why am I in and out of hospital? Why am I going through all this? It's going to take me home in dignity. I honestly said that. I really did. I lost all kind of hope. I lost, just was in the deepest of despair and going through in my body and just going through it, emotionally going through and all those things. And I really questioned God as to why he didn't just take me on home, because I knew things would be better once I leave this earth and go to heaven. I'm going to heaven when I die. I hope you know that. If you die, you're going to heaven, that you have that much faith. But I do have that much faith that I was going to go to heaven, but I was to the point that I was in such despair and had been gone through so much. And the Book of Lamentations, I began to study it, reminded me of that. And we have to remember the purpose of Lamentations. It was written by Jeremiah. He wrote a series of five lamentations to express the intense sorrow and the emotional pain over Jerusalem. So it's a book written talking about tragedy and devastation and humiliation and downfalls and things that were going on in Jerusalem. And that I liken into my life, how many things were just felt like they weren't right. I was raised in the church. I was taught about God at a young age. And so I knew there's certain things you can't take away from me in my knowledge and my love of God. I just had a Facebook friend just as the minutes, as we got ready for the broadcast, there's a joke I posted on Facebook. It was about eggs being so high, and I said something. It said something to the effect that I have congratulate me as I have two more payments to get my eggs. You know, because eggs are so high, they're like $7 to $8, $9 a carton if you don't go to the right store for a dozen. So anyway, Lamentations is a book. A series of five Lamentations, and I'm going to go to the third book, the third chapter, and which has it's about 25 times there are 60 verses. The number of things that are going on. So the whole book of Lamentations is a short book. But we're gonna go with chapter 3, and I'm gonna start at chapter 3, verse. Verse 18. Now, if you read the book of Lamentations, all before heading up to this particular part of the verse is really a sad situation, and it really is a lamentation. It really is, sounds like a complaining and sounds like such woe and despair. But then at chapter 3, verse 18, it says, and I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine afflictions and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath been still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Meaning all that we went through, all he's talking about, all that Jerusalem had went through, that all the misery and all the sorrow and all the things that they went through was still there a part of what he was talking about. Is that then I recall in my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. And as I began to read particularly those particular scriptures, I thought of myself that at times and at moments of going through sickness and trial and tribulation, it was almost like I had lost hope, but I really hadn't. I was just licking my wounds. At the height of what I've gone through, and you have to think about yourself. There are some times that you have lamented to God of what you were going through, and you lamented the season that you were in. But then all of a sudden, your soul remember that you have hope because you serve a God that is full of mercy and is full of grace and his compassions fail not, and that every morning his mercies are new, and great is his faithfulness. And that's what I was able to latch hold to. And that's what the Lord has been dealing with me about in this new year, grabbing hold to the fact that he's faithful. No matter what I've been through, no matter what I may face, last year I thought some of the most devastating things I would ever face in my life. I lost my sister. I lost two really great friends all in the same week. And it seemed like last year there was very few weeks that I didn't lose a friend or a colleague. And that lasted all the year long and it's starting up again in this new year. I lost a very close friend right there at, December, right before the couple of days before New Year's Eve. Lost another friend. And I'm like, Lord, here we go, starting a new year all over. And I stopped myself. I said, okay, God is merciful. I made it through this year. I made it through the loss of my sister. I made it through the holiday season with joy, with purpose. I purposely chose joy in the holiday season. Therefore, our Thanksgiving dinner that I had, I was starting to dread and starting to not really want the day to come. That was the first day that God just gave us a beautiful day. Oh, my God, he gave us a beautiful meal, and he gave us beautiful fellowship. And it was like many were invited, but the few that were there were our family member of our family was going to be all family. Not all of them came, even though they said they were coming. But then I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to get discouraged because they didn't come. I'm going to enjoy everyone that came. And that's what happened. We enjoyed each other, and Christmas came, and, you know, you got past Thanksgiving, Christmas came. I kept speaking out of my mouth. I chewed joy. And Christmas Day was beautiful. It was joyous. I had a few moments that through the holidays that, you know, I did tip off to the side and cry a little bit on Thanksgiving Day. After a few minutes, I gathered myself together and said, okay. And then I got back in the groove of things. But I had a wonderful holiday. And it wasn't full of sorrow. It wasn't full of grief. Even though people kept still dying, I still had hope in God that I was on. I made it through. I kept saying I made it through a pandemic. I kept hearing the song that the wine and sing. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. And that's the word that I want you to begin this year with. You come through a worldwide pandemic that is still going on. We don't understand even the next wave that is coming forth. I ask of you to begin to use precautions and protect yourself just as you did before. I know some people aren't wearing masks again, but I would say pray about that and go take the mask. And you know, if you made it this far, you know, and you do the same things that you did before, it's like when God decided to come through as a death angel and kill the firstborn. He said that if you put the blood on the doorpost, I will pass over. You know, some people confuse that was an evil spirit that was coming killing the firstborn. No, that was God himself coming to kill the firstborn. He said, if you put the blood on the doorpost, I will pass by and will not cause the death to enter. And go back and rehearse and do those things you did before. If you did not anoint your door, your doorpost, get your anointed oil and go out and put it on the doorpost, put it on all three corners, the top, the sides, and walk in your house believing God that no matter what plague may come, that they will come not near your dwelling. And I thank God that even as I did that, I did it a second time in the midst of it, and even in the midst of parts of my family still, Sabrina got COVID, Andrew got COVID. I can't remember, Zeke got COVID also, but I didn't catch it, and Victoria didn't catch it. And I thought surely, well, I was worried because you know how anybody know me and my grandsons, we just roughhouse and play and hit each other and punch each other all day long. So I knew if they had it, I'm like, okay, God, I'm depending on you to protect me. And he did. So at this point, I don't know if I ever had COVID or not because I never had any symptoms to make me sick enough to need to get, you know, I got tested several times, but to get sick enough that I need to go, oh, let me go check this out. But God sustained me. And that's the same thing I'm saying for you. In every area of your life, God is your sustainer. Every area, job, home, neighborhood, marketplace. We have a hope in God. We have a God that gives us every morning new mercies, and therefore we are not consumed, and that he is a great God that is faithful. It's faithful. He's faithful that is promised. It's faithful. It's his faithfulness that brought us into 2023. And it's his faithfulness that will carry us on. It's his faithfulness that will cause us to have joy even when there's no reason to have joy, when there's sorrow all around, when there's death all around. God is faithful. And you can depend on him. You can rely on him for everything you need, thanking God for what he's already done, but surely thanking God for what he's about to do. It's time for you to dream again. It's time for you to live again. If you've always wanted to learn how to dance, go get some dance lessons. If you want to learn how to play the piano, go take some piano lessons. Do those things you've always wanted to do. It's time to get ready. Prepare yourself to travel to where you want to go because your God is faithful, and he has promised to always be faithful, and he is one that you can count on his word and his faithfulness. So I just bless God for each and every one of you. That is the word for me for this season, and I hope you receive it and hear what God is saying about his faithfulness and what he's already done for you. Go back. I remember, and I like the words Pastor Apostle Rudolph used to say, rehearse former victories. We've all had losses, devastating losses. Some of you, I can name some of them. I just know, just from being around you and praying you through, and changes that were permanent in your life, empty spot at the dinner table. But God has been faithful to you, and he has renewed a vision in you and a vigor in you that will cause you to not only as the speaker announces, catapult you through 2023, but for the years to come. In Jesus' name, we give him glory tonight. Come on, wherever you are, just put your hands together and bless our great God, for he is merciful and he is full of kindness and he is faithful that has promised. In Jesus' name. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I was tuning my voice up to sing, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning.
Yes.
Great is our faithfulness. Oh,
yes.
Lord, great is our faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Bishop.
Lord, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
thank you.
That just
reminds me of I gotta do this one. Da 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 da
da da da.
Nothing is impossible with God. Da 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 da. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Minister Rachel, you and the children are going to have to learn that song too. Amen. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. And they already sing now a song that the Lord gave us, and that was My Hope Has a Name. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. I was just so blessed by the word, Bishop. This is a year of rebound. You shot for the basket.
Yes.
You missed it. It's all right. You're getting the ball back. This time you'll get it in.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And then grab a hold to the faithfulness of God. Rehearse those former victories. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was just
hallelujah.
So blessed. And I was thinking about what you said about the COVID, you know. And I think I was talking to Pastor Catherine today, and we were just sitting there thanking God that we made it through, you know.
Yes.
Because he had COVID two times last year. And then Me, Pastor Mom, and Pastor Catherine had COVID at the same time.
Wow.
And look at God. And then, you know, what I thought about, and none of us went to the hospital, you know.
Praise God.
It was a blessing. And then I thought about what you said about the blood over the doorpost. Now, I'm talking years ago, long before the pandemic hit, the Lord said, now you take this. It was at Christmas time, and I had some red ribbon, some velvety kind of red ribbon that was left. He said, now you take this ribbon and put it over your door.
Yeah.
And so that red ribbon has been over the door for, I don't know, maybe about 10 years. And people will come, and people will come by, and they'll look at it and say, I know what that means. And I was like, amen.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so the ribbon was over the door. We give God praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then,
I tell you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What we don't realize, we live scriptures we've been talking about.
Yeah.
You know, we quoted those scriptures. As a young child, I remember quoting the scripture about no plague coming nigh that dwelling and all those things. And I'm like, Lord, we are literally living this.
Yeah.
Living it right now in real time.
In real time. For real.
For
Amen.
Real.
And then when you said dream again, you know, you want to dance, learn how to dance and all that. And he said, prepare yourself to travel. And last year, my passport expired. And the Lord had me recognize it. Yeah. And when I filled out the paperwork and went through what I had to go through for that passport, that passport came back to me so fast. They sent it back to me within 7 days.
Look at God.
You know,
I got to renew mine because I knew I need to renew, but every time I think about it, I forget it again. So I'm going to, after that, I'm going to find, I got it put with my papers. I'm going to put it on nightstand so I keep looking at it and make me go renew it. So I'll be ready.
Yeah, well, this, amen.
When the assignment fly somewhere.
Right, yeah. Be ready now. And what I did, I don't think I had ever done this before, but I took it to the post office. And, you know, when I got ready to mail it out, and the young man who helped me, he said, now, I'm going to do this, you know, staple it just in the right place. He, you know, did whatever needed to be done, but that thing came back faster than I've ever seen a passport come back. So praise the Lord.
That was nobody but God.
That's right. He's like, okay, I haven't gone anywhere yet, but I'm ready.
I know when I got my first passport before I went to Moscow, I went to the passport office in order to get it. Because we found out about the trip, but we didn't have time to mail everything and do it. That we wouldn't have got the passport in time. As a matter of fact, one of our friends that was supposed to go singing with us, she decided to just go on and mail it and not come down with us to the office. And we went to the office, and they handed us our passport that day. And so she wasn't able to go to Moscow with us because her passport never came back. But that is 1 of 7 days. That's something about that now. And let me tell y'all, get your passport because you ain't going to always have to go be preaching or nothing like that. Get your passport because God want to give you some leisure. Put your
arm
somewhere and let you put your toes in the white sand.
Glory
and the blue
to God. Hey, Bishop, don't start nothing. I was, we're going to open the lines in just a moment, y'all. But, you know, I was talking to my dentist, and he was going to Negril, Jamaica. And he went the end of last year, you know, into January. So he said he had a villa in Negril. And I said, well, where is it? And he gave me the name of it and everything. And I'm trying to remember. I think it cost $33,000 for 1 week to stay there.
Wow.
And I said, oh, that's a nice place. it came with a cook and, you know, its own cook and its own maid.
And God
laundry.
Can send you that for free now.
Come on, somebody.
Don't play with him. He can send you that for free. On somebody else's dime.
Amen. Amen. So be it. Thank you, Jesus, in advance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I want to go to Aruba.
All right.
I've been wanting it forever. I just, the only international place I've ever gone was Moscow, but Aruba. Ever since Pastor Rudolph goes every year, I just always That's me. It ain't just my bucket list, cause I ain't going nowhere. I'm going soon.
Amen. Amen. This ain't about the bucket.
Ain't about the bucket.
That's right. I just want to go. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now we're reminiscing. We're having a real good time over here. Want you guys to begin. You already started pressing your number one key. Y'all so serious tonight. I love you. Amen.
Yes.
So those of you who are just kind of waiting, you just got on the line, press your number one key and get in the queue here. You know, those who have been here for years, they know Bishop Aaron is here. I'm pressing my number one key. I ain't playing with y'all. Amen. Amen. So go ahead and press your number one key and get in the queue. And we're going to go one by one. And I'll tell you what, if it seems a little long to you, this is what you need to do. Listen to a word and receive the word as well. Amen. He may be talking,
yes,
to, prophesying to one person, but I'm telling you, God is big.
Yes.
Amen. He's bigger than,
yes,
just one person. And so if this is, if he speaks a word and it hits your spirit, you receive that, you know, unto yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then you might even want to jot it down or something so that you can,
yes,
rehearse it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to get ready to open up the lines. You know, we always open up the line for Pastor Mom.
Yes.
For those who may not know, and I think everybody knows that's on the line right now that I can see, Pastor Mom had a fall on January the 2nd. Her femur near her knee fractured. And she had surgery, and praise God, they were able to put the bones back together again, and they put a rod next to it and all that. And now she is in rehab, and she's doing well. They had started talking about giving her morphine for the pain, and we said, no morphine. Do not give her no morphine.
No, they were trying to slip her out of here.
Yeah, you understand?
They were trying to slip out
of
here.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, do not give her morphine. And the doctor's like, well, can we give her just a little bit if she's really, mm-mm, in pain? I'm like, you know, don't give her morphine. We don't want it, you know. And so they ended up giving her Tylenol.
All right.
And if she was really in pain, they gave her a low dose, a half a pill of hydrocodone, but it might not have been hydrocodone. It was something,
mm-hmm,
like that. Yeah, it was in that family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe she had to have that maybe four times, but now she's just on Tylenol. Glory to God.
Great. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And she's not saying anything about pain. They just kind of give it to her every 8 hours. She's doing well. Thank God, she's in a good rehab. The name of it is Del Mar Gardens West. So you can put that on your prayer list to pray for Del Mar Gardens West.
Del Mar Gardens West.
Del Mar Gardens West. And it is, it's a lovely place. You know, it's clean.
Praise God.
It smells good. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, that makes a difference.
And
Lord,
they
you
pay,
remember Preakness?
They close. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, it's so different than Preakness. Okay. And what they do is they pay close attention to the patient, so that they do not have bed sores.
Praise
so,
God.
I mean, they are checking on a regular basis and turning her every 2 hours, even though she's like, can I sleep at night? Would you let me sleep? but they're turning her every 2 hours to make sure that there is. So I'm just happy about that and thanking God for that. Okay, so we're
give her our love. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we got the Pastor Mom report and everything, and it's not quite, but we're gonna get started. So far
we
have 2, 4, 6, 7 people who pressed their number one key, and the rest of y'all, I don't know what y'all waiting on. Get in the queue. Hallelujah.
I want to also ask if I have any Facebook friends that have joined me, please let me know you were on the broadcast. Send me a direct message or something. I kept trying to put the message out, and so I saw a lot of people noticing I put the message out and you know, responding to it. But if you're on, please let me know.
Okay.
Even
so
if, you
far,
if you're too shy to talk, at least let me know in a direct message.
Okay. So far, they may be listening. They may be listening online rather
mm-hmm.
than by phone. So that's something. But everybody who's on the line right now, I know them.
Oh, great!
Okay. Yeah, everybody I know. There's no numbers that I don't know. And thank you, Pastor Lorraine, for letting me know you're on a different number, and Minister Rachel. Amen.
Yes.
All right. So, hallelujah. Let's open up the lines now. Hallelujah. Let's start from the top here. Before we start, we still got about 3 minutes before we usually start at 10 o'clock. Pray for Pastor Mom, even though she's not on the phone. Pray for her,
yes.
And then we'll open up the line. Reverend Treva, you are first. Then Apostle Patrice. So don't move, y'all. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are, and we will come down the line to you. And the third person
yes.
is Minister Rachel and family. Amen. And then I'll tell you
amen.
Who else it is after this. But pray for Pastor
okay.
Mom, and then we'll go on.
Yes. Lord, tonight we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. We come to adore your name for your servant, Pastor Mom, and how you have brought her through this latest trial. Lord God, this latest attack that she's come out on victory's side. And we thank you, Lord God, for the beautiful surroundings you've given her and the care of the staff. We praise you for the report we hear of her healing and your mercy toward her. God, we thank you that you will continue to give her rest as you heal her body. I thank you for just keeping her, God, and send joy in the room, Father. Just send
hallelujah.
Joy for no reason. Send the spirit of joy. Everyone that come in the room, let them be so joyous, Lord God, and fill our heart
yeah.
with joy and knowing of the goodness of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen. And I'll tell you one last thing that happened, and that was, they're always coming in and checking to see how her mind is. And so lady comes in and she asks you, what day is it? She didn't know. What month is it? She didn't know. What year? She didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give you like 3 words and say, we're going to talk about something else. You come back and you tell me what those 3 words were. Well,
mm-hmm.
she started talking about slept last night and all that kind of stuff. And so they didn't get any of that. And so then the Lord said, before this lady goes, have Mom say the Lord's Prayer. And I started it, Our Father. And she went on, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Glory.
Thy kingdom come. Well, she might not have remembered what day it was. She might not have knew she had Christmas
hallelujah.
For breakfast. But she went through the Lord's Prayer, and the woman turned beet red, and I believe she was physically moved by the word
Lord.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
Lord. She said,
it's like, it's like Prego. It's in there.
It's in there. Amen.
Oh, it's
amen.
In there. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Also,
Hallelujah.
I have a special request of everyone to pray for my mom, who we're going for a diagnosis, start diagnosis tomorrow, but she's going through some mental decline with it's either Alzheimer's or dementia, but it's getting really bad since my sister passed. She really, just like she dropped off a cliff overnight. But she's now very docile and very agreeable. And so that was the main problem we were having through these last couple of years. She wouldn't be agreeable. She was very, you know, argumentative. But she's been very agreeable, very docile, and letting us help her. And so keep her lifted up in prayer. I'm just believing God everything's going to be all right. As we love, we want to love her. And care for her the way she loved us and cared for us when we couldn't take care of ourselves. I told her when her mind was good, I said, Mom, we're going to take care of you no matter how bad it gets, you know, Mom, because we love you and how you took care of us. We're going to take care of you. And that was, I remember saying that to her years ago. And so that looks like we've reached that time. And we're praying for grace for me and my sister and my brother as we endeavor to do the best we can for our mother. And we bind up the hand of Satan for anyone that wants to come and take advantage and do those kind of things. But God is going to be God and take care of that too. But I just a special prayer request from everyone.
Amen. Tell us your mom's first name.
Glenda.
Glenda?
Glenda. McClary.
Okay.
Yeah. Glenda.
Okay. Amen.
Glenda's her first name.
So,
she's
we go on, Lord God, we thank you for Mother Glenda, Lord God. We just lift her up to you. We join our faith together with all the prayers that are in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you give her short-term and long-term memory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that sweet spirit that you've placed upon her, that it's a sweet, agreeable spirit of gratitude and thankfulness, Lord, to everyone that helps her. And we thank you, Lord God, that everyone who does something for her is getting blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What the word says, give a prophet a cup of cold water and receive a prophet's reward. And so we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. And we thank you that she will live every heartbeat, every breath, every moment, every nanosecond that you have preordained for her to live, Lord God. And she shall not be in pain. Hallelujah. She shall be in perfect peace. And that she will live long and be strong. And we even in the spirit of her mind. And we give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Let's open up the lines. Reverend Treva, she's quick on the draw tonight. Amen. We're opening up the line for you,
amen.
Reverend Treva.
Good evening. God bless you.
God bless you.
Happy New Year, Bishop McClary, and Happy New Year. I already said Happy New Year to you, Apostle Kizzy. But I just thank God for this evening. Right on time word. Last year was something else for me, too. There were many good things that happened. And like you said, I lost loved ones. I did a little travel. My niece got married in Atlanta in July. And
I remember.
When I came back, I had COVID. But I didn't have to go to the hospital. And then in December, in October, I had to have emergency surgery on my left eye. That was the first operation. Then I had cataracts, mm-hmm. but I had a drainage problem, and they told me that I was going blind. And I never knew I wasn't going to go blind. I see 20/20 in that eye now. And then I had my second surgery last month. Hallelujah. And they removed the second cataract. It wasn't as bad as the first one. And so I'm just about tomorrow I go for just the preliminary eye checkup. They got to run a test to send to the surgeon in the regular eye department. And so I go for that tomorrow. And I just thank God for all he's done in 2022. And I just want to pray for me. I just wanted to encourage you. That was an on-time word. And all I could hear was you got your hope back. You got your faith back. And praise God for that. And she's been dealing with me about hope. And having hope and not losing hope. But I just ask that you pray for me. I know there's a long line of people waiting. And I just say God bless you and your family.
God bless you. I just heard as you were talking before we pray. I know you hear first in the natural and then the spiritual. Well, in your life, that's what you experience. You experience something natural, but that's for you to a precursor for what you're about to experience in the spiritual. And God is saying that, like you see 2020 in the natural, you're going to see 2020 in the spirit. And you're going to see a sharpening of your spirit and a quickening in so many areas that God's going to instantly say, pray for this, pray for that. And you're going to pray for it, and you're going to look at them like, oh, God, that's why you had me praying. Because you're going to become a sniper. A sniper has sharp sight and sharp vision, but God's going to give you direct 2020 vision to see things that he needs a special warrior to deal with. So look forward to that in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for your handmaiden. Hallelujah. We bless your name for the things that she has endured, even since the last time I talked to her and how you brought her through. On victory side, we thank you, Lord, for even as she went through in the natural, that in the spirit, God, she will begin to see even 2020 in her spiritual life, God. And as you continue to use her to touch every soul that she would encounter, God, I thank you. You're gonna cause her to see tokens for good for every prayer she prays. She's going to see a result and see the mighty moving of your hand in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I love you for life.
Love you too, my brother and sister. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Hallelujah. All right. Apostle Patrice. Opening up your line.
Hello.
Hi. God
How is everybody? God bless
well.
You.
God bless you.
I got on a few minutes late, but I was hearing one spirit. It's amazing how God does things. First, before I even get into that, first of all, I wanted to pray for your mom. I know Apostle Kizzy already did. So, Lord, we just bless you and praise you. We love you. We thank you.
Lord,
I thank you for Bishop, first of all. I thank you for keeping him here for such a time as this. I thank you, Lord, for giving him and his family the peace and the wisdom to know what to do and how to do it for their mom, Glenda. Lord, we thank you that you touch her. You keep her in perfect peace. And even though sometimes it seems like she doesn't even know, she keeps her mind on you, God, and every person that comes near her, every nurse, every doctor, every CNA, whoever it may be, let them be anointed and appointed.
All evil
has to stay away from her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for just keeping her in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Oh, you're welcome. I know. I took care of my mom, stepdad, and two uncles. So I understand.
God bless you.
And thank you. And then with Apostle Kizzy about mom, I am so glad that, you know, you and I went through that together with my mom. And, well, when she went into hospice, and remember I said I didn't want her to have morphine, and they said just a little bit, and then I said, well, all right, and she passed the next morning. So I applaud you for standing your ground and telling them no morphine, because morphine slows down their heart most of the time, and then that's
the
end. Yeah, so, and you're so on point, Bishop, of what you were saying, too, you know, that they wanted her basically knock her out, you know, and nobody can take her life but God, you know, when
we
the time is.
That with my sister,
timing.
You know, she wasn't, my sister was in a great deal of pain. The cancer had come back and was all up her left side. So we only gave it to her when she, you know, when she was really in intense pain, but we knew that was quickening her meeting Jesus. So I applaud Elder Kizzy and I mean Apostle Kizzy and family watching out for her. It's God, Pastor Mom's days are appointed by God, and we bless God for every day He gives her.
Amen, amen. And also, you said, I don't know exactly when you said it, but you talked about Prego, it being in there. And you're the only other person I ever heard say what I say. So that was so exciting, you know, to hear one spirit, because I teach about that. It's like the Italian source, Prego. I'm Italian, you know, so I say it's like Prego, it's in there. And then, so then when I came on, I heard some of what you were going through. And like I said, thank God for keeping you for such a time as this. And this morning, and I say this for one spirit, how God, He just amazes, you know, He never ceases to amaze me the way He does stuff. I had brought the word for 2023 on Hope in the Word with Minister Lane this morning. Apostle Kizzy was on too. And a part of it was all His promises are yes and amen. And, you know, that's more or less, you know, what I was hearing from you, you know, to hope, you know, with the hope and, you know, the promises.
Yes.
And you also spoke about the passport, you and Apostle Kizzy. And I said, well, my mom passed in 2012. And once again, one spirit, you know, 2012, when Mama passed, the Lord told me, get your passport. So I did. Well, it's 2023. It's expired, and I've never used it. I'm like, God, why did I get a passport if I wasn't going anywhere?
You told
me to get it. So, So when I heard that from you, yes, I did, because I do. I have the paperwork. I got to renew it. So we ready. And then you talked about Jamaica and Apostle Kizzy, too, about her dentist talking about it. And I went on a mission trip in 1999. And I was so excited. I was, you know, today's my spiritual birthday, by the way, 25 years. And
praise God.
I was serving the Lord 25 years, praise God. And I went on a mission trip at the beginning of my salvation to Jamaica because I was working for a company. And I was like, oh, God, taking me to Jamaica. I'm so excited. And I went to, like, all the poorest of poorest places, and I was so disappointed because I thought, you know, that I was going on some, you know, great vacation, but it was because I had to raise money for the poor. But I did come home and praise the Lord because I had a roof over my head, and I was complaining about my place at that time. So God is faithful. But I do agree with both of you that maybe we're all going together. Who knows? To Jamaica for free.
No.
God,
but I'm
saying
what I hear in my spirit is God's going to send you back on the rebound now to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's going to be with pleasure. It's going to be
with amen. I receive that.
Your toes in the sand. And neither with toil and increase, meaning it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money.
Amen.
But He's just doing it, and He wants you to know just because He loves you.
But
He loves
man.
You that much. And He wants you to know that you are enough. You are enough. It's a trick of the enemy to make you think that there's any kind of deficiency or inadequate. He wants you to feel it inadequate and not. Mm. But let me let you know that you serve the all sufficient God that has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness,
mm.
and you are enough. And He's going to give you a season where you can see that real good that you are enough, and God has gifted you. He has given you unique gifts that are only yours. No one else has that gift. And it's a special
Amen.
Gift. It doesn't make you better or lesser than anybody else. It's just something that God does. He made choice
mm-hmm.
of you. So
mm-hmm.
walk in that. Believe in that. Thank Him for it every day. And pack your bags. Pack your bags.
Okay. I got plenty of suitcases up there in the closet. I'll take one down. Got enough clothes to put in it, too.
Pack one.
Great. Uh-huh.
Pack one. Pack for
okay.
Matter of fact, pack for Jamaica. Pack. Get down a suitcase and see whichever one you think you want to take, and then you get every outfit you would wear if you were going
mm-hmm.
to Jamaica, and pack it.
The Lord have me say before we started, if you receive that word, you get your bag packed too. Amen. Go ahead.
I'm telling you.
Patrice.
Amen. I'm packing mine.
Amen.
For
Amen.
I
want to go to Aruba too.
I
want Aruba too.
Toes now, y'all. I got 9 toes, but I'm put all 9 of them in the white sand.
You know, I wanted to share this too, because, and I don't want to take too long for other people, but you said on the rebound, you said on the, I'm going to go back, you said the rebound to Jamaica?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you said. And why I'm saying
yeah.
that is because you said pack the bags for Jamaica, because 1 year, Holy Spirit, I don't remember what year it was, but I was supposed to go be a guest speaker in Jamaica, and the Lord provided the ticket. He provided well over $1,000 at that time. You know, it was a lot. It still is a lot. But the clothes, the ticket, my mama drove me to the airport. I left my cell phone with her and everything. Had my passport, my birth certificate was after 9/11, and
mm-hmm.
waited 2 hours online for Air Jamaica, I think it was. And when I got up there, they said, we're not taking this birth certificate. And I said, this is the only birth certificate I have. And they said, this is not an original. I said, but this is the one my mother always had. And I said, I'm the guest speaker. I said, they're waiting for me to preach in Jamaica. And they were like, sorry, they wouldn't let me on the plane. So when you said rebound and go back to Jamaica, you know, you didn't really know what you were saying right there.
Pack your bag.
And this time I'm going to go put my toes in the sand. I received that. I could use a good vacation. Never been on a real vacation. And
yeah.
all His promises, are yes and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless
amen.
You too. And many more healthy, prosperous years, and your latter days will be greater than your former days, because you pray for your
Amen.
Friends.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen. Amen.
I hope you
ain't seen nothing yet.
Word. I hope many
mm-hmm.
of you are receiving that word about traveling and packing a bag. Pack the bag for where you want to go. Pack the bag for where you want to go. I'm packing my bag
mm-hmm.
for Aruba. I picked out which bag I'm putting in. I'm put all my stuff in there I want to wear down there.
Amen.
I'm packing for Jamaica
right,
and Aruba. Love you, too.
And
thank
amen.
You.
Oh, and
all
right. All right. Amen. Minister Rachel and family, hallelujah. Now, after her, I believe it's Lady Sabrina, Pastor Price, and Pastor Lorraine. And there's more in line after that. Anyone else, you can get in the queue. Hallelujah. Opening up the line for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
God bless you.
Hold on.
God bless you all.
There we go.
I was rejoicing. At first, I thought I was last in line because my call dropped. And then I had to recall in because I had my number one key pressed. And then I had to repress my number one key. So I thought I was the last one because I thought I was going to hear all three of y'all talking, you, Pastor Lorraine, and all, because I like when I hear all three of y'all talking, y'all reminisce like y'all on the schoolyard, you know? It's just kind of encouraging to hear all of y'all at once. So I was waiting, you know, to listen to that. But Lord forgive me for being a little greedy. But God loves you all, and I just like the joy that God has through y'all as y'all, you know, you're talking about past victories, how God brought you out and how he continuously is faithful to keeping us all strong and bringing us
yes.
Together. Because I was hearing a song after you said what you were saying. It was like, look where he brought me from. I was just hearing
yes.
it. I was like, thank you. I kept hearing that song. I was like, yeah. I'm so glad he strengthened me through the stuff that he took me through. And I just give him praise because he's my own, the reason why I stand. And when you said lamentation, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Yes.
His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
New
he's showing
every
each
morning.
Second, each minute, each hour. Great is his faithfulness. His faithfulness to keep you strong, to cause you to live because you are in him. And because he got a greater purpose in you, you're not going before all of everything that he has within you come forth. So keep on living. Focus on him because live, you know, keep on. People.
Amen. And I hear the Lord
loving,
saying
that's
to
all
you.
All on the line in the name of Jesus. Receive that. Glory to his name.
Sister Rachel.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord saying for you that you are the example of that. You are the epistle of that. I do have memory of you, too. When I first met you, the church you were at, when we first got there, I just enjoyed your worship, how you just, every time, the years that I've known you, all I've known of you, is no matter what you were going through, you trusted God. No matter what you were going through, you had a trust in God. You had a trust when you didn't even have faith. If you didn't have faith, you still had a trust. I never saw you or talked to you or had a moment around you where you just didn't have a trust that God was going to work it out. And that's what he's going to reminding you of tonight. There's nothing you'll ever go through or you have gone through or never go through that you can't trust the God. You can trust him and you can rely on him and your trust is not going to go unrewarded, says the Lord. I just believe that. You're finna see some great days ahead of you.
Hallelujah. He's worthy.
And I just give him praise for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Father God.
And who all is there in the family mm-hmm. around listening?
Oh, my blessing's in their room. It's only my little prince. He's my grandson.
Okay.
He sleep in my room. Because I had to watch him. His mom had to leave out. She works from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. She's a security officer at the mall.
Praise God.
Yeah, my oldest daughter, Renee.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we just bless God for your family. I just bless God. It's just blessing me all over again, your faithfulness and your trust in God. And so we have good memories of you also.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Mr. Rachel, we love you.
I love y'all too.
Amen.
Oh, one other thing. That shyness that used to be there. God is about, he's giving you boldness, but he's about to give you an extra boost of boldness. So get ready to go through that season.
Oh, and what I wanted to say is that I've been had my my gold luggage. I have bought a brand new gold luggage. And I said, Lord, I want to go to St. Louis, Jamaica. And I've had my passport, and it expires in 2027. So I have my passport. I said, God, I want to at least go somewhere once or twice or even three times in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I want to be able to use it, either go on a cruise, because I always wanted to go to Jamaica.
Y'all
was told not Jamaica. I wanted to go to
San
Luis, Jamaica.
I can't wait for the postcard sending us saying, wish you were here.
And my bag's still packed. My gold bag.
Yes. Freshen up the bag, repack it.
Yeah, I know. I've been on ready for too long.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to go on to the next one. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I think this is Lady Sabrina. Is this you?
Amen. God bless you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you, my honey bun.
I just thank God for being in the midst. I thank God for the word. I just thank God just for being a part for the time I have. I thank God for Mom, Pastor Mom, and I'm definitely God continually keeping her in prayer. I praise God for all that he's done. I just thank God for a new year, a new season, a new vision, and a new walk. And I just praise God for, even as Bishop spoke tonight, you know, about our hope. Sometimes we just lose hope. So many things happen in life, and you're like, God, where are you? But yet he's always standing there waiting on us just to answer the call. And so I just thank God for this time. And if you don't hear me or anything of that nature a little later, I'll be asleep because I get up real early. And I do apologize for it. I have to be at work by 6:30. So I'm up early.
Okay.
So
okay. Well,
you're
doing
good,
Lady Sabrina.
I tell you, it's been a long week, 12 hours.
I'll just quickly say for everyone that this lady here has been my mainstay, that's it, my rock. You know, just God bless me. When I found this woman, I found a real
Praise
good thing.
God.
A real
Praise
good
God.
Thing. And I tell you, it was really, I think it was 2017 when I had the stroke, right? From that point all the way through these last, you know, about 5 years, you know, she's carried me, and she's been there. I went half blind. I had a stroke and lost half my eyesight.
Yeah.
It came back, and couldn't work, couldn't drive, and all that. Then I got a job, and I was on it for a month. That's after years of not having a job. Got a job.
Amen.
I was on it for a month. Stepped on a nail. Back, I was in the hospital. Had the amputation. Then the COVID started up, and all that stuff. And this woman has been by my side. And I just want to let you know, just publicly, and what God is saying. He's going to reward you, not only because of your
Thank
faithfulness,
you,
and because of your being the wonderful human being that you are, but he has a special blessing for you just because of your faith in him. And it has been unwavering. It is unwavering that you just come and say, well, God going to do it. Well, God going to do it. And he does it every time.
He does.
But I want
every
you to
time.
Know, God's going to do some fun things for you. And I'm just believing it in Jesus' name. He's going to give me the cash or whatever. We're going to send you to the spa, send you on a girl's trip.
I receive
trip
it.
Whatever you want to do.
I receive it.
Hey,
I just thank God.
I receive too. Hallelujah. We all receive the spa.
Look, I see it. I see it in the vision.
Oh,
I just thank God. I receive. I just thank God. Thank you, Bishop. I thank you for your word. I receive your word. And I just praise God. And to Elder Kizzy, keep up the good work. You're fighting a good fight. Don't give up. I know it gets hard sometimes, and it gets difficult. But God is going to openly reward you for all that you've done. You've touched many lives, many, even lives that you don't even know about. But God said he's going to reward you, and his reward is going to be great and openly what the world can see.
Amen.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Thank you, Lady Sabrina. You're
welcome.
You just blessed me. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I felt like that was a surprise blessing. Everybody, I was expecting everybody to pray for and me to just jump in and grab, but then it went towards me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Love you.
You all have a blessed night, and God bless you, and God bless the ministry. And we just pray for the increase for every need being met. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise
I love
God.
You.
Love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get some sleep, Lady Sabrina. Love you. Love you.
Love you. Thank
that's
you.
That's my found rib, y'all. I found my rib. That's my found rib.
God bless.
Okay, you too. All right, so we have Pastor Price, who's next, then Pastor Lorraine, Minister Carrie, and Pastor Catherine. Sister
Praise
Joanne.
God.
All right, that's all I have to say. Amen. Okay, let's see. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
God bless you, Apostle, and Bishop Aaron. God bless you, precious man of God.
God bless you.
I truly thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this word tonight. I thank God for all that I heard. That's one of my very favorite passages of Scripture from Lamentations 3:20 through 23,
yes.
And then all around that particular one. I just thank God for you. And as Apostle said at the beginning, I was writing down, rebounding to shoot the goal. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And
yes.
Going into that definition of lament, rehearsing and talking out about a tribulation and trial. I thought about when you were saying about how you had been in the hospital during that time and going through so much in your body. And the enemy we have an enemy that truly comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have
yes.
a God who's the greater one in us than anything that's in the world. And he's the one that will attack us and then make us feel bad from his attack or make us feel that
yes.
we're not, you know, something because he's supposed to be, not you, I'm talking about some people will think we're supposed to be, we're the strong ones, but our strength is in God. He never told
yeah.
us to be strong in ourselves. He said, be strong in him. So I thank God so much for all that I've heard today and all that I got a chance. You said, choose joy. You chose joy through the holiday. I
yes.
love that. I love that. And that we're to begin this year with thinking about and holding on to about how faithful God is. I'm a true living
yes.
witness of the faithfulness of God and his goodness and unto each one of us. And I just thank God for the word. And I'm holding on, as you said, to the mercy and to the God is merciful, full of kindness, and he is faithful. I thank God. And I, too, like Apostle Patrice said, I want to say happy 25th anniversary, Apostle Patrice. God bless you, precious woman of God. And I was thanking God because I wrote it down like Prego, it's in there, when you were talking about mom. And that's what we have always been ministering to us, that our believing, our heart, is just like a storage system where we store up in there. And eventually, because it's so connected to our mouth, it'll begin to come out of our mouth. And we
yes.
thank God for that. So, Bishop,
yes.
I'm going to ask for, and I'm not ashamed to ask this, because one of the things is that I've learned that one of the weapons of our warfare is the prayer of agreement. And we do need battle
yes.
buddies. We do need, that's what he wants us, not to ask anybody to pray for us and to hold us up in prayer. And so I'm going to ask tonight that you would please hold me up in prayer. I want to say before I ask, say what I want prayer for tonight, as the Lord had commissioned me, by his spirit to co-labor with him in making one-minute videos. Just 1 minute.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
Oh, glory. Glory to God. And he was oh, hallelujah. Well, he commissioned me to do it. And so I had made one in about since October, and I began back again because he said, now you got to get on this now and go on and do this. Well, the first day that I started making that video, I got under attack. The started back making the one-minute videos, I got under attack. And I was in such terrible pain that I went not this past Sunday, but Sunday before last to the urgent care. And it was in my mouth. Where my teeth, it seemed like it was in my teeth. But I've never seen anything like this. There was pain in the bottom of the tooth, pain in the top of the tooth. I mean, pain in the bottom and then pain at the top. And then that's when my daughter said, Mom, this ain't no natural thing, Mama. This is something that's an attack. Because it was, I know people say that, you know, you can be hurt in one place and it radiates. But I knew in the spirit. Then as I began to go back and to work on it again within the last few days, again, this time it started on the other side. It was first on the left side, then it began, the pain began on the right side. And earlier today, the pain again was excruciating, and I rebuked that in Jesus' name. I give no glory to the devil. I thank God for being the greater one. But I know that one could put 1,000 to flight. What is that, Apostle, about one could put 1,000 to flight?
Two
can put 10,000.
Yeah.
What did you say? Apostle,
two, three will put 100,000 and four will put 1,000,000 to flight.
Hey,
yes.
Hallelujah. And there's more than four on here tonight. So I'm asking for prayer. But then not only for that, not only for my thing, for my mouth in Jesus' name and for these gums. And I rebuke this. I'm standing, but I need the prayer with you all. So I'm not going to be, you know, too ashamed to ask for that. The other thing is that we've had, and I rebuke all generational curses from my family about thyroid. And I had been having where my thyroid had been looking like a goiter at the bottom of my neck. And it had gotten kind of large at one point. And so I began to they said yogurt is good for it. So I was eating the yogurt, and the hugeness of it went down. But there's still, I can still feel around there that it's still somewhat swollen. I was looking at the different things they said, that, and I was telling my children, I want to get, they said seaweed, you can get seaweed. And it has the highest amount of it. There are other things like cod and other things that have the iodine in it in order to get. But I've seen it in eating. Try to eat yogurt every day, and I see it has reduced drastically. But I want this thing completely gone off of me, every bit of it. So I'm asking for prayer about that. And the last thing is about all of the, I rebuke this, all these allergic reactions. I've never had allergic reactions that have tried to come up, and I rebuke them, and I'm asking for the prayer. I cannot eat any chocolate, no oatmeal, anything with nothing with oatmeal, nothing with soy in it. Can't eat cauliflower, no shrimp or any kind of no beans. I used to love to eat once in a while, you know, like navy beans, the butter beans or beans. Can't eat this because when I do, I've had reactions to the beans and spinach. Love me some spinach, but couldn't, you know, when eating with that. So there are things that I'm praying about, this attack, about the allergic reactions to all of these things. Mm-hmm. Never had these when I was younger. So all of a sudden, these are trying to come up, and I rebuke them in Jesus' name. So
in
those
Jesus
three
name.
Areas, the one with the this tooth thing, this tooth thing, I mean, these around the teeth, and then around the gums and the teeth, and then around with this thyroid, and that this goiter would go completely away off my neck. And then I went to the doctor, and I just about passed out, but and went up against the wall because they were doing a test on it. They had to do, what do you call it, ultrasound. and they were doing an ultrasound on it, and they tell me that because they had to press in to do, if they're pressing in on the belly, when you're pregnant, you have a pressing in, but they were pressing in on my neck to get the thing to get the picture. So I just ask for your prayers, and I thank God. But I want to thank God for you, Bishop. Thank God even now for Lady Sabrina and all of the precious saints. I just thank God. So I ask for your prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen. I first want to tell you what I hear the Lord saying. They're all three of those conditions are connected, and that he is going to bring healing to your entire body. The answer is going to come. It is through a natural or holistic method of something that is there. I'm going to talk with my niece, who does a lot of study in that, and find out what kind of there's a herb or something like that, that you could take that will fix that. But that's what I heard in the spirit, that all three of those conditions are connected, and he's going to heal you where all of them's going to be fine.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just an attack to try to discourage you, but I thank you. I thank God for the memory of Uncle Joe, and if the devil thought he could get you because of the loss of Uncle Joe, and Lord knows how you missed him, the people who were around and stuff like that, but they just don't know the love the two of you had for each other was really special, and there was really a connection, and you felt a part of yourself died at the same time. But you grabbed hold of hope, and you decided,
hallelujah,
I'm going to live on. I'm going to live on, and God heard that. And so I want to encourage you in that. Thank God for his memory, but thank God for your faithfulness and belief in God. He has seen your great faith, and he is going to fix these other three issues in your teeth and in your thyroid and in eating and having these allergic reactions in the food. But I hear in the spirit that they're all connected, and the answer is going to come. That's going to fix it all at one time. Like the thyroid is going down, but it's totally, all three of them are connected somehow. And God's going to give us the answer in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
My God, I thank you for this vessel of honor, this vessel, God, that has trusted you down through the years, God. She has leaned and depended on you. So tonight, God, I thank you that the answer to her the issues in her body, her mouth, her thyroid, and these allergic reactions, is the answer is coming, and it's going to bring her total relief and deliverance in every area in her mouth, and it's going to even some areas she's not mentioned tonight. God, is even going to, we thank you for the healing even in that area, Lord God. And God, we thank you that your servant will live out her days in wholeness and wellness and see the goodness of you as she continues to spread your love and spread your word to everyone that she sees. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Amen.
And may
I love
and God
you so
bless
much.
You. I love you, too, and I keep you daily
give my
in
love
my prayers,
to your family.
Too. All right, I sure will. And you all have a blessed night now.
All right, good night.
Amen.
All right, going
amen.
Back on you.
Thank you. Praise God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
We have
Pastor
Minister Terry,
glory,
and Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Catherine, you're up late. Welcome.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hi,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Praise God.
Okay. this phone is arranged a little differently, so I didn't know if you could hear me. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful time. Just
Hallelujah.
Being together, even when we're not together, we're together.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what I was doing a little earlier. I just laid the phone down, and I just let the words, the voices wash over me. It didn't even really matter
Glory.
What anybody said. I got to hear the voices, you know, of those I love and have spent time with, and just, you know, just it felt so good hearing you all. So I want to just tell you
Praise
how much
God.
I appreciate you just being alive, being here, you know. And, of course, I thank both of you for your work, for your love of God and your dedication. And, you know, just as far as the things that you said, there were two things that kind of struck me. Obviously, it's true. And obviously, it has been a season of some incredible obstacles and some incredible situations that we never have encountered before. But one
Amen.
Of the things that I think has added to it is that there's been a sense of isolation in them
yes.
that we didn't have before. You know, we
yes.
each are having to go through it in a little pocket of our own in some ways.
Yes.
You know? Even when people are around us, we have been alone in some ways. But the other thing I wanted to say to both of you, what God was just showing me and just filling my heart with, is the difference between now and then. Sometimes when I think of some of the New Year's times we've had and just up and, you know, just giddy with the joy of the Lord. But I don't know, the passage that got to me was when they came to get Jesus. And they asked him, who is he? And he just said, I am. and they just all fell backwards. Well, then old
yes.
Peter gets up, and he gets his sword out, and he slices off an ear, you know.
Yes.
And it's like we used to be sort of sword-wielding saints, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But the power of God, especially, you know, especially Bishop, the things that you have gone through, and Apostle, the things you have gone through too, There's a real, I don't know how to put it, but there's a genuineness, a power underneath
yes.
it that we didn't have before, if I can say it like
before.
That. Not
right.
that it wasn't true,
right.
not that God didn't do things, but it's like
right.
all they said was, I am, and they fell over, you know.
Right.
The power was just in who he was. Not what he did. And I don't know. And just what both of you, just hearing your voices, I'm so blessed that it's, you know, the scripture says that in the Old Testament says, by his stripes we are healed. But in the New Testament it says, by his stripes we were healed. Just that subtle difference of it being our very nature. And I just thank God for your lives. You know, whether you have any word for me or whether you pray for me, it doesn't even matter. I just am grateful to have heard that, you know, that substance. I don't know, maybe I'm
yes.
not making any sense, but I just thank God for you. And,
yes,
you know,
you
for all
thank God
that we've
for
gone
you.
Through, we're stronger, not weaker.
Mm-hmm. I thank God
Amen.
For you. And that's just what the last few words you said there, you're stronger and not weaker. The Lord began to talk to me about you, and he wants you to know that in this season, he's done some great things for you. He's brought you up and down that road. Lord knows you've traveled that road. And God has done miracle after miracle, giving you strength, giving you the tenacity, giving you the will and the zest to do, but it's nothing compared to what he's doing now in this season. He's giving you a zeal and a will to do and an open door to do like never before. The Lord says, slack not the rein lest he bids you. And everything that you have in your heart that you want to accomplish, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to launch out in the deep and let God bless not only the people that come in contact with you, but God wants to bless you also because he recognizes your sacrifice, but he lives off your praise and your belief in him to bring you through every obstacle because he has been by your side every step of the way. And so just go forth and only slow down if he tell you to slow down because God's going to open every door that's supposed to be open in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I just believe it. And I love you so much.
Well, just hearing your voice and hearing Sister Sabrina's voice, and when she said she wants to go somewhere, I remember when we were just excited getting to go to the grocery. but I'm grateful just for, you know, like I said, the sound of your voice reminds me that you both are there. Not that I know you aren't, but, you know, it just washes over you as the reality of people that we love, you know. So
I want to tell you thank you too, because your Christmas card was a part of my joy. It just brought it came at the right open at the right moment, and it just gave me joy and warm memories of you. And I prayed for you, and I thought about you. I thought about different things, but it just that was so wonderful to open that. And it was like, wow, another moment of joy I had. That as I think about it, when as you were talking, I said, yeah, she sent me the. I got the Christmas card right here somewhere. I even put down some decorations I haven't taken down. But I thank you for your love down through the years, and your faithfulness to the call of God.
Man of God, if I could say one more thing to you, you know how that which, and I think it was Apostle who was, Barbara, who was even talking about it, that those things that come out of our mouth, you know, that they continue to come out, that's what we feed on, that's what we are. And I just find it telling that your words of prophecy, they're what God has for people truly. But they're what he has for you to tell people. And they're constantly about going forward and fulfilling your calling and doing great things in the Lord and just pressing on. You say that all the time. And, I mean, I'm not saying like it's not true. But it's like that's what God is giving you to tell me, to tell the others who've been on the phone. Why? Because that's you. That word is coming from you because that is your word. God will fulfill and all the desires of your heart in ministry. I know they from long ago, many years ago, we sat and talked.
Wow.
But they're not that you will not end your ministry till you've done everything that you want to
do. Everything. Hallelujah.
And especially, you know, Apostle Kizzy, this has been you always just trod on, boy, with never ever showing weakness or discouragement. You are a rock. But I do know that things have been a little bit harder, or they seem like it. But let me tell you, God is just when you know what he said tonight. He said that it's a rebound year, and then he was saying that gets one back. But the next word he said, which I didn't hear anybody else say again tonight, but the first one I wrote down was catapult. Rebound is to go back, but it also, that apostle, I just believe the things that God has given you to do, you've been faithful to do, and you're going to be catapulted. You're going to be catapulted. Don't know what it means.
Yes.
I'm not going to say into what or for what, but you're just going to be surprised. You're going to be launched, you know. Philip was one place, and all of a sudden he was another place ministering. He didn't have to take the road. He didn't have to pack a bag. He didn't have to have a passport. He was there, and then he was where he was supposed to be, and God's going to do that for you. You're just going to be catapulted to where you should be. And now I'll shut up and praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Shut up and praise the Lord. Right, okay.
Oh, I know how you feel, Apostle Kenzie. Yeah. To have a word boomerang back on you.
I know.
Yes, God. Oh, I say yay and amen. Habashana. Glory, God. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
I spoke stuff out of my mouth, but that hit me back in my spirit so hard. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great is our God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. All right. You know, we love you, Pastor Lorraine. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Treasure.
I love you so much.
Amen. All right, Minister Carey. Hallelujah.
Hi, Minister Carey.
Welcome.
No, I'm not. I'm here. I was just listening. I want to say good evening to everyone, Apostle Kizzy, and everyone, and Bishop Aaron. Thank you for that word. Thank you for the just listening, you know, to everyone. I just praise the Lord tonight. Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me, please?
Yes. Yes. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that even on tonight, you are mindful of your servant, irregardless to whatever else is going on in the world. God, you are mindful of her. And you, Lord God, will touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, every cell in her body will come in line with your word and your healing. Every thought in her mind will line up with the thoughts of you, and she will begin to see your hand on her life, her body, her mind, her spirit, even in her speech. And you will cause her to see that she is a servant of you, and that you will do great and mighty things through her hands. We thank you, God, for allowing her days to roll on, God. Many, many were the trials and tribulations, and many rock-filled paths she's had to take. But God, you brought her through, and you're taking her through, and you're bringing her out in Jesus' name. Amen. We give you glory. We give you praise. God, I thank you for the spirit of encouragement that is entering her surroundings right now, every corner of her dwelling place, God. The spirit of encouragement, the spirit of joy, God, and the spirit of knowing that you are going to do exactly as she has requested. Things she's never uttered to anyone else in her life, God, but only to you. And God, you're going to honor her word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's already done it. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you so much. You know, it's amazing that I could hear things. Everything is just clear. But you know, like the other night, the phone muffles,
mm-hmm.
and you can't just get big bits and pieces of it. But I'll go back and I'll listen to the complete thing. But thank you for praying for me. Because
yes.
there's
the youth. My heart is so for the youth, the young.
Yes.
You know, I have such a desire for them, you know, young adults and youth. And I just want it for them so much, you know. But thank you so
and
much.
He's going to give you that new strategy, the new strategies, because if anyone else, anyone don't know, you know how much the generations have changed and the new attitudes. It even took a jolt on you just realizing the kind of youth and the kind of young adults that you have to deal with now and what they have to deal with. Things are not, Dorothy said when she landed in the Wizard of Oz, this isn't Kansas anymore. But you realize that before everybody else. And you realize the new sound and the new what you're seeing coming out of them, you've been praying for God to give you the wisdom to reach them. And he's doing just that. He has done just that. And you will see him. And as he works through your hands, in Jesus' name, be encouraged.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us, Minister Carey, so late. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, Pastor Catherine, talk about staying up late. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Praise God.
Is your mute on? Or did you go to sleep? Pastor Catherine? Well,
ooh, we done hit 12 o'clock on our side.
Yeah. And Pastor Catherine was with Mom all day today, with Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're just going to pray for her. Lord God, we lift up Pastor Catherine before you. We ask her every virtue that she replenishes, that you will replenish, and you will cause her to rebound in Jesus' name. Give her a joy and an energy like none other. Thank you, God. We bless you for her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So she can listen to the recording tomorrow. It's been a long day for her. Amen.
Yes.
So that's all of the number one keys pressed. Hallelujah.
Okay.
There's a couple of people. They may have drifted off as well. I don't know because it's kind of late. But you could say a prayer for my sister, Minister Mary. She's in Memphis. And then a prayer for our very dear Sister Joanne.
Yes.
You know, in New Jersey.
All right. All right. God, we thank you for Sister Mary and for our Sister Joanne. And God, we thank you that your loving arms of protection are not too short, that you can wrap your arms around them and continue to protect them, continue to give them tokens for good, for the hope that they have in you. Thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings and the doors that you have opened. Even for Sister Joanne, how you blessed her, oh God, and how you're moving in her life. And we ask the same for our other sister, Lord God. And we lift up everyone that's been on this line, anyone that is it would be listening in the archives, that God, you would give them a joy and a reassurance that you haven't forgotten anyone, but that you have loosed your spirit in the earth and you will protect and you will guide and you will lead us to all good things in Jesus' name. And we can continue to have that hope in you because you're faithful who has promised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. So as we get ready to close today, I mean, all the words were right on. Praise God. I was sitting here receiving, praying and receiving. Hallelujah. So much. So just hold
on. Thanks for having me.
Amen. Hold on a few more moments. You know, we're gonna pray the prayer of salvation. We'll talk about Get 'Em Radio, and then we'll come back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah. So you've been listening to us tonight, and you hear all of these wonderful words that Bishop had, you know, given us a word for 2023 and all of the prayers for the people who have been on the line tonight and everything. And you kind of excited over that because you're hanging with us this tough. And that's a good thing. And now you may not be so sure that you are saved, that you're born again. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Just to make sure that you are saved. Hallelujah. Now, John 10 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So this is all about love. Hallelujah. It's a love thing between you and God. And he wants you, hallelujah, to be with him forever. And he made the way for all of this to happen. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So God sent Jesus. Amen. Jesus went through a lot while he was here. He was even hung on a cross. Amen. And then when he died, God raised him from the dead. So now this word says, if you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Something that happened over 2,000 years ago. None of us was there to see it. Hallelujah. You must believe by faith. And you do that by choosing to believe. Hallelujah. And when you say this prayer, and when you choose to believe in your heart, you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Repeat it after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know to the Bible, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a child of God, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to pray over you right now. We pray right now that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, and power to do right. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then when you read the word of God, you will have power to understand the word of God because he's right there with you. And we also believe and we're praying right now that your prayer language will be released, that you have power to pray in other tongues. And out of your belly flows rivers of living water. Amen. And your very own prayer language will come out of your mouth. And we thank God for it right now. In Jesus' name, Amen. And then we want to, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody caught that. I don't know if it's in the future or right
hallelujah.
Now. But somebody just caught that all in their belly. Glory to
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so now we want to invite you to learn and grow. It's being saved, receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the beginning of a wonderful journey of learning and growing in Him, knowing about Him more. Now, you can do that by going to a Bible-believing church, and prayerfully there's one right in your neighborhood. Maybe you can even walk to church. And then we also want to invite you to learn and grow with us with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And
yeah.
the way you can do that is our phone number, if you called in, our phone number is 516-418-5699. And you can join us and be a part of the conversation, be a part of the prayer, and all of that. Now, the Lord has given us a family of broadcasts to help all of us, you and me and all of us here, to learn and grow. Hallelujah. And we've been doing that together. Now, let me tell you the broadcast that we have. On Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So we have church service on Sundays at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. This Sunday is the 22nd. I'll be preaching this Sunday, and we're talking about how God is the author and the finisher. Hallelujah. He's our author. He's our finisher. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're coming from the book of Job. Glory to God. So this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. And you heard earlier Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's on with us tonight. And she is our Bible teacher. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Glory to God. We've been having a wonderful time. We four people volunteered, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Awesome. Totally awesome. Even if your prayer language hasn't been released yet, join us, and you will hear the prayers. Hallelujah. And just you'll begin to flow with the prayers that are being prayed. Amen. And then when we hear from the Word of God, it's so many awesome confirmations. Hallelujah. And the anointing is flowing wonderfully. Hallelujah. Okay, so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, Wednesdays, now you got to mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm on, I'm going to start it this way. The fourth Wednesday of every month, we're starting a new broadcast. That's going to be this Wednesday coming up, Wednesday, the 25th of January. And the name of our new broadcast is Anointed Pandemic Babies. Hallelujah. There's so much going on with these new babies that are just coming into the world right now. The Lord has just highlighted them. And so we're going to talk about them. We're going to pray for them. If you have any grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, maybe even be some young people that have children that age, you're going to want to hear what God is saying about these anointed pandemic babies. So many things are going on with them from one end of the pendulum to the other end. Amen. And God knows all about them because he's pouring out his spirit upon each and every one of them. That's going to be this Wednesday, the 25th of January, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then as we go into February, the second Wednesday in February, second Wednesday we have healing. Every fourth Wednesday we have anointed pandemic babies. They're both at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that's where we are right now. And this month, we have Prophecy Month. Next week, hallelujah, is our last Thursday for Prophecy Month, and we're going to have our very own Pastor Helen Price is going to be with us. Now, you know she has a word from the Lord. Amen. And then we'll have the lines open for her to give a word. She is a prophet of God. Hallelujah. And so she's going to hear from God for you and for me too. Amen. So that's next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And that's going to be Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm going into February already. Thursday, January the 26th. Amen. Amen. So, Bishop, come on back with us and give us marks and closing prayer.
Amen. Let us all govern ourselves accordingly. Thank God for this beautiful ministry of Get 'Em Radio and you, Apostle Kizzy, and the work the Lord has placed in your hands. Remembering to continue to pray for Pastor Mom. I want to read two of the scriptures I read tonight as we close out, and that was Lamentations 3, verse starting at 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are renewed every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And we just look to you, Lord. We thank you tonight for your word that has been a clarion call, that our faith and our hope is not lost on you, but our faith and our hope is what has caused us to make it through the trials, the tribulations, the joys, and the successes and the failures of our life, our faith and our hope in you, because you are an ever-present God that has never let us down. You've always had mercy on us and brought new mercies each and every day, no matter what the trial or what the circumstances. God, we thank you that is renewed every day and every morning. So in the days to come, God, we thank you that we walk in victory no matter what may befall us. We give you praise in advance in Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, thank you for Get 'Em Radio, God, and I thank you for the spirit of exposure that will cause Get 'Em Radio to just explode in both audience and favor in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless your servant, God, Apostle Kizzy. Encourage on every side in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And I wanted to say for those who, if the Lord lays on your heart to bless our dear Bishop Aaron. He does have a Cash App, and so you can send him a Cash App, and his Cash App is $EpicPraise, $EPaulIcPraise, P-R-A-I-S-E, EpicPraise. And that's $EpicPraise. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Let the Lord lead you now and bless the man of God. I mean, we worked him tonight, y'all. We worked him tonight, and the Lord used him in a great way. So we give God all the praise. Amen. I'm just blessed to see all of y'all still here. Amen. Glory to God. I know you closed in prayer and everything, but I'm going to open a line for Pastor Catherine and see if she's around.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Catherine, are you still there?
The word says he giveth his beloved in sleep. So we just believe God she is sleeping and God is yet ministering to her.
Amen. Pastor Catherine? Okay. All right. I saw a text come through. It wasn't to me personally.
Uh-huh.
It was not, or she, I don't know. Amen. We're going to go ahead and go. I know it's late for you, Bishop. Hallelujah. So it's okay.
I was just thinking, oh, it's late, but I feel such energy.
Well, you sound wide awake now.
I'm telling you, I have the testimony. I'm telling you, there were moments and there were times I couldn't talk like this. I had lost my voice to sing. I couldn't sing. And God is just bringing everything back. My energy's back. And my stamina's back. You know, and my voice is back. I'm back singing. And I just bless God. I bless God.
Amen. Now, that's a good ending. Praise God. We love you all. And I have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. So we love you.
I love you. Be blessed.
Amen. Our theme song does not seem to want to play tonight. Maybe we need another theme song tonight. Hallelujah.
Da 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 da. Nothing is impossible with God. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Nothing is impossible with God.
Amen. And with that, God bless you all. Love you all.
God bless.